Okay, so we're flying. Number of moles is mass divided by molar mass. Number of moles is concentration times volume. Now, over the top of that, you also need to know, on top of this, you also need to know that piece about stoichiometry, which is write a stoichiometric equation. So, for example, and we'll run a for example. And the for example here is probably one that you're not going to like very much, but calculating the mass of something. Okay, I'm just trying to find one that's sort of nicely, that's nicely accessible. And it's not. Let's start with something simple. So, calculate the mass of sodium hydroxide required to make 1 litre of 0.1 mole per litre solution. Okay. What do we know? What do we need to know? As we're dealing with, when we're dealing with the three-part formula, concentration, volume. So the next question becomes, do you know a formula which has concentration and volume and something else in it? It's one of those two that we just did. So that 0.1 mole per litre is a concentration. 1 litre is a volume. Formula with concentration and volume and something else in it is? Number of moles is concentration times volume. So, we reread the question to say, how many moles of sodium hydroxide is the first thing that we start with? How many moles of sodium hydroxide is it? Number of moles equals 0.1 moles per litre times 1 litre. And then we'll say of what? 0.1 moles of sodium hydroxide, because that's the other thing that was in the wasn't it? Of sodium hydroxide. Okay. Now, at some point, we can work out the molar mass of sodium hydroxide in your head. Sodium 23, oxygen 16, hydrogen 1. 40 grams per mole. So, molar mass of sodium hydroxide, 40 grams per mole. How much would we need to weigh? 4 grams, but we'll go through it. So, that is number. That, 0.1 moles, that is molar mass. We have a formula with two bits in it. Number of moles equals mass divided by molar mass. So, number of moles times molar mass equals mass. Everyone happy with rearranging these formulas? Formulae. Yeah, this is, if I can do it, you can all do it. 0.1 mole times 40 grams per mole equals 4 grams. Okay. This might be time to play another couple of examples. So, looking at you doing these problems, the thing that people aren't doing, well, the thing that people are doing is overcomplicating it. So, step one, write a balanced equation. And if it's something like dissolving, you can just write what mass of this turns into this much solution. But write down what's happening. We talked about writing stoichiometric ratios underneath. That's the big deal for this, right? First question. Calculate the mass of sodium carbonate required to make 500 mils of a 0.2 mole per litre solution. Thing you need to know with this is that we talk SI units the whole time. So 500 mils is 0.5 of a litre. 0.5 of a litre times 0.2 is 0.01 of a mole. Or is it 0.1 of a mole? 0.1 of a mole. So 0.1 of a mole, molar mass of sodium carbonate is 106. So, answer's 10.6. If you've got something other than that, the thing to track is what happened when you did it. But, first things, write down what happened, write down those little relationships, and write down everything that you've got. So, 0.5 litres times 0.2 moles per litre. Again, what makes sense here? Litres times 1 divided by litres gives you an answer in moles, which is nice. Molar mass of sodium carbonate. Twenty-three times 2 plus 12 plus 3 lots of 16, which is 48. So 46 plus 12 plus 48 equals 106. Moles times grams per mole gives you grams. Now, other thing. Don't economise on paper doing this. If you can do it in your head, that's great. If you're doing it otherwise, lay it out so that you can follow what you did. Because if you get an answer that seems silly, like 1,000, you've got to go, oh, did I get this right? I don't know. I can't follow it. Space it out. Do not economise. How many grams of sodium chloride are formed when 10 grams of sodium hydroxide are neutralised with hydrochloric acid? Step one, write the equation. Sodium hydroxide plus hydrochloric acid. Okay, we should probably be doing it on here, shouldn't we? Unfreeze. Wow. Okay, so number two, well, okay, so number two, sodium hydroxide plus hydrochloric acid makes sodium chloride plus water. And the answer is yes, I know that delayed right failed, and okay, stoichiometric ratio. So write an equation, write the ratio. Okay, always write the ratio. And then calculate how many moles we've got. So sodium hydroxide makes hydrochloric acid plus sodium chloride plus water, 1 to 1 to 1 to 1. Then we've got 10 grams of sodium hydroxide equals how many moles? Answer, number of moles equals mass divided by molar mass. Number of moles equals 10 grams divided by 40 grams per mole, or 0.25 moles. Now, in terms of laying this out, I'd actually use all that space and say, okay, so point, quarter of a mole of sodium hydroxide makes 0.25 moles of sodium chloride. Then you're asking a really simple question, which is, how much does that weigh? How do we work out how much it weighs? Number of moles is mass over molar mass. So 0.25 moles times 58.5 grams per mole equals 14.625 grams. Now, variations from that are people who didn't round, well, who rounded 58.5 to 58, in which case you'd have got 14.5 grams. But the point, you always write an equation for it. You're only going to use these two formulae. That's the point, is if you space it out, you can probably work this through. Okay. Review questions for Chapter 7 is what I'd like you to look at in your book. Okay, there are a bunch of questions. If I could recommend to you, test yourself 7C, which in my book's on page 65. That's the old one, but still on that one. So, test yourself 7C on page 65. And more specifically, the review questions for Chapter 7, pages 67 and 68. This is one of those things that benefits from repetition, and yeah, I think that's probably a yes, you should do this, and yes, I'll check that you did. Okay, that I think we'll do.